It is 9:07 on 5AA. Let's talk technology. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, he is on the line to take your calls and answer your questions and help you out. Hello, Richard.
Evening, Matthew. I had my AstraZeneca today at Wavell.
I saw your text. How are you feeling? Got the feet up and the arm bandaged, have you?
Yeah, no. I've got to say, the guy that injected me today, I didn't even feel it at
okay.
all.
Wow.
And I said,
Good.
That's the best injection I think I've ever had. So, yeah, but no, I feel fine. I've got 5G now. My internet's improved. So it's good. So, yeah.
Got the tin hat on for the reception. Is that helping?
That's it. So, yes, all good.
Now, let's have a look at some issues. And Apple Music getting a couple of big updates next month. Lossless music, what's that about?
Lossless music and spatial audio through Dolby Atmos means that for some people out there, and I'll get to that in a second, they can go along and play higher quality music than they've been hearing before.
Okay.
So lossless music starts at CD quality, which is, we'll get a bit techy, 16-bit at 44 kilohertz. It goes up to 24-bit at 48 kilohertz. It really means that you hear everything that you're supposed to hear on there as well.
Mm.
So they're going to have 75 million lossless audio songs by the end of the year. You won't have to pay anything more for it if you subscribe to Apple Music. Lossless music, you're going to hear a lot about it because Amazon and Spotify are also introducing it as well for it. Can you actually hear the difference, let's say, when you're, let's say, late 30s, early 40s? I took a test today, and I'm actually going to put the test up on the website tomorrow
for
people that can do. Yeah, I failed miserably to hear any difference at all in it. So, take this too seriously. I think for people out there, we'll get the audio files. I'll absolutely love this sort of thing and say it's absolutely magnificent. But in reality, Matthew, they're probably not hearing anything different at all. If you've got Bluetooth headphones on there as well, you're not going to hear any difference because you can't play lossless wirelessly. Bluetooth doesn't relay it.
Is that right?
Yeah, so and even the plug-in $900 Apple over-the-ear headphones are not going to play it either. So if you've spent the money buying a set of those, I thought you had more money than sense, but if you did buy them out there, you might have just lucked out. So, and also to get true high-res lossless, it actually requires you get external equipment like a USB to analog converter. And Apple hasn't said what we'll recommend at the moment or fits the bill on there. So lossless music is coming for people out there as well. You know what? The music we've got at the moment doesn't sound that too bad for anybody, let's say, late 30s, 40s.
I'll play something off YouTube off the phone and it sounds pretty good. And better if you've got a speaker, you can Bluetooth it too. It's absolutely fantastic, for goodness sake.
I think it is as well. So, we've got some marvellous Bluetooth speakers around, but I think it's about getting that next niche in the market. But, if you're under 30, you've got perfect hearing on there. I mean, you've worn headphones for a lot of your life on there as well as, as I have. And, when we were kids, we used to go to rock concerts and things. We'd sit as close to the speakers as we can.
What?
Exactly, but slightly damage our hearing. For us, it's not going to be a big thing on there. And thank God they're not charging anything extra for it because we're not going to hear it anyway. So,
yeah, all right. Kevin's called in from Hillier for you. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Matthew and Richard. I recently bought myself a new iPhone and gave my old one to my wife. I'm wondering how I can change the settings so it's all my wife's things, not mine.
So, yeah, what did you buy your wife? I missed that.
An iPhone.
A new iPhone?
I gave her my old one.
Yep. So you've got the new one now? And you've
got the new one. And I need to try and set the old one up for my wife.
Right. So in the settings in the iPhone, there is a general part and then there is a reset. And it's erase all content and settings on there. So when you do that, it's going to basically wipe everything off of yours. And then you can reset it up. But right at the beginning, has your wife got an email account?
Yes.
Yep. So you'll be able to go along, establish an Apple ID on there, and then that phone becomes hers.
All right. That sounds good.
Now, Richard, I gave I bought my older son an iPhone, and his iPod went to his younger brother. And what I did for him was gave him an iCloud address, the younger one, and just changed those details without wiping the iPod. So the photos are still on, for instance, that the older brother had. Is that another way of doing it? I mean, can you do it that way so you don't lose all your content?
Yeah, you can do it that way. And I actually did that for a client today who royally mucked up three iPhones on there. And in the end, so we signed out of one, then signed back in, but we kept all the content on one of the iPhones for it. And then, you know, you're able to do it that way. But sometimes when you start off with somebody that like brand new, it's good to wipe the whole phone.
Yeah.
And that brand new copy of the operating system comes back down and, you know, it becomes a better experience sometimes.
Mm.
That sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Depends what you got on it, I guess, Kevin, if you want to keep any photos or whatever. But, yeah, that's either way.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thank you, Kevin. 8223-0000 is the number for Richard. Now, TikTok, our favourite thing, rolling out a guardian's guide to help parents understand it better. Well, they must have some concerns.
But they might feel guilty, might they, Matthew, as well, as they probably should. They've got a safety centre, but they publish what's a guardian's guide. You know, I urge anybody out there who's got kids on TikTok, this guardian's guide shows how the app works. It outlines best practices for keeping users safe. I think the number one practice should be you don't use TikTok.
Yes.
On there. And it's aimed at parents and caregivers. I've actually got some grief for some people texting me and messaging me saying, how dare I attack TikTok? It's a nice, fun platform. But it's aimed at parents and caregivers. It describes features like family pairing, which lets guardians manage a teen's account. That's a really good thing to go along and do.
Mm.
But when you've got kids of that age, you've got to go along and start early on there as well. It's no use. Once they hit 15 and 16, you're not going to manage their account at all. But if you can establish that relationship when they're 13, they've got to be 13 to be on there. I know kids are younger doing it. You can learn about setting restrictions on screen time, search and direct messages. Direct messages are a real concern, I've got to say. So, you know, they've also updated and put fresh articles about their privacy, security and bullying on there as well, and tips to identify bullying behaviour. So if you're a parent, go along, just Google TikTok Guardian's Guide on there as well, and it will give you a way to go along to get some idea about how the app actually works. And making sure you have some idea what your kids are actually doing on TikTok, but basically on all social media as well, Matthew. It's a really good thing to go along and do because, you know, social media is not going away.
Yes, that's right.
You know, it's going to develop. It's going to change on there as well. And, you know, if you've got that relationship with your kids where you can kind of like understand what they're doing on social media as well, it encourages communication between the two of you as well.
Yeah.
So that if something does go wrong, you've got more chance of them actually coming to you and saying, I don't like what I'm seeing on social media at all.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good point. And talking of social media, I've been noticing on my phone when I enter an app, whether it was Facebook or something else, I get that, would you like us to track your ads question? And I have great pleasure in clicking the don't allow option.
And believe it or not, 96% of people are doing exactly the same thing.
Funny about that.
It is. So, you know, I think we'll see some reaction from Facebook apart from threatening to charge us and that and Instagram as well.
But, yeah, sure.
You know, it was a platform that had to change. It really did.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for people out there who haven't updated their iPhone, on 14.5, there is a part where you update it. And then when you start into Facebook and Instagram, it will ask about tracking you as well. So, you can say yes or you can say no, as 96% of people did.
Yeah. Why would you say yes, for goodness sake? Please,
I don't know.
Please send me ads. Yeah. Crazy. All right. We'll take a quick break. Incidentally, Faye has emailed in. I mentioned Faye just before about the email she sent through about the NBN not turning up, and she was concerned about that. We spoke about that last week, I think, and you said they were on rolling strikes. But yep. She sent an email in and says, you're dead right. The chap from the NBN did come and did his bit on the 7th of May. No worries there. But as for Telstra, on two occasions when they were booked to come to do their bit, they didn't turn up. A couple of friends who are into IT were with me on both occasions. One said to Telstra they'll do it because they're a registered business and so they'll be doing this. Don't worry, these things are sent to try us, not that it's right at the end of the day. Please ask Richard about the Windows 10 of which he made mention last week. Do you recall Windows 10?
Yeah, I always talk about Windows 10. I think it's one thing that's wonderful at the moment. For a lot of people out there, and we'll probably talk about this more after the break, when you get the NBN box comes, they give you instructions. And for a lot of things, yep, the telco might supposed to come, but they give you instructions as how to plug it in. And when you plug it in, it self-configures.
Right. Okay, that's good.
Now, and that applies to Telstra, IINet, TPG. There's very good instructions for all of them. You plug all the cords in, turn it on, and it just self-configures down the line.
Sensational. Well, that's what you want. That's exactly what you want.
You don't need another person coming to the house.
No. No, exactly. No, all right, let's take a quick break. It's 17 past 9. Calls for Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, 8223-0000.
Each week on Rowie's Sports Show, Rowie speaks to star players from the Power. Thanks to PuraTap. Get a PuraTap from $49 upfront on a payment plan. T's and C's at puratap.com.au.
Ray White, big name in real estate, but also the biggest name in business broking. What makes us big? Our people, like Brett Buckley and his team, MBA, lecturer, and now SA Business Broker of the Year. Brett doesn't just read a P&L, he feels it. If you're selling or expanding your business, Brett can take your business apart and find you more money. And we're not talking small change. Go on, touch base with Brett. Search Ray White Business Sales SA.
If you've got to keep it cool, you need Budget Car and Truck Rentals, especially if you're in business. Budget Car and Truck Rentals have a fleet of refrigerated vans, trucks and cool rooms standing by to keep your business in business. Transporting or storing flowers, chocolate and all fresh produces. Keep it cool in a refrigerated van, truck or cool room from Budget Car and Truck Rentals. Oh, great for parties too. Call 13 27 27. That's 13 27 27.
For over two decades, Avanti Care have delivered care with purpose to thousands of South Australians. And now we're thrilled to announce the opening of our new wellbeing hub on Fullerton Road, Kenttown. Like everything we do at Avanti Care, our wellbeing hub has real purpose, delivering a full range of allied healthcare services for adults of any age in one location. We even have an on-site health concierge to ensure you're getting the care you need. For more on our wellbeing hub, visit avanticare.com.au.
Living with osteoarthritis means living with pain, but SportsMed is changing that thanks to the revolutionary GLAD program. Here's SportsMed's Dr. Greg Keane with more.
GLAD is a six-week exercise program performed in groups, and it continues to produce remarkable results for patients, even a year after completing the course. If you are struggling with the pain of osteoarthritis, visit SportsMed. Let's beat this.
SportsMed.
Start living life again, even with arthritis.
Sportsmed.com.au.
Get more at Mawson Lakes Volkswagen. Don't wait for end of financial year sales. Get great deals on a massive range of new Volkswagens right now. Mawson Lakes Volkswagen has loaded up on new stock, as well as locate demos, all ready for immediate delivery. And if you're impressed with our sales team, you'll love our service department with next day servicing and free loan cars. Don't wait for a great deal on Volkswagen. Get yours now from Mawson Lakes Volkswagen, just a short drive from the city.
There's many variables when shopping for clothing online. Will it fit correctly? Will the quality be up to standard? And will it arrive on time? Hi ladies, Heather from Joyreen Fashions. For over 50 years, I've been curating in-store shopping experiences to make your life easier. Our friendly team is on hand to make sure your garments fit correctly and, most importantly, you feel good in them. Experience it for yourself at Joyreen Fashions for mothers and daughters, 491 Port Rush Road, Glenunga.
Cancer never rests, and for that reason, neither do we. Right now, our SunSmart program is helping protect and educate a generation of little Aussies. Our 13-11-20 nurses are giving one-on-one phone support to people affected by cancer. And the funds you raise help our world-class researchers unlock more answers. And tomorrow, with your help, we'll start again. Cancer Council. Every minute, every hour, every day.
Apple crumble, cheesecake, chocolate yogurt cake. Sound yummy? That's Meals on Wheels today. Really, this is Matthew Pantelis.
Talking with Richard Pascoe, Adelaide tech guy at 9:21. And Richard, Jane is on the line from McLaren Vale. Hello, Jane.
Yep. Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Yes, it's me. Yes, I'm still quite new with iPhone, yet shockingly enough. Yes, I'm just wondering whether iPhone 6 with my sister, the hand-me-down with my sister, I was just wondering whether I can't actually iTunes. Yeah, it just, even though I've paid for all those songs, I can't access them.
You can't. So the iPhone 6, have you done all the updates, Jane?
Okay. That's a very good point, because I don't have Wi-Fi at my home.
That will be why.
Yes. Okay.
So go to somebody's house. Most people really don't care if you take devices around there and say, you know, can I just borrow some Wi-Fi for a while? Get your device all updated. Log in with your iTunes account, and you should find everything should appear.
And actually, would that be good? Because my battery, because it's iPhone 6, because of my sister's hand me down.
Right.
Is that if I go to the Apple store, will they help me with that kind of thing?
Yeah, they can give you another battery. I would start saving up now for a new phone.
Oh, goodness me. Okay.
I hate to tell you that, because I believe iPhone 6 will probably be knocked out this year, because it is getting quite on. It is getting on in age, so.
Yes, and I have heard you previously that that's been your, yes.
Yeah, so, right there, start budgeting now. You go to an iPhone 8. An iPhone 10. You don't have to go right up to the 12. You know, the eight will do you probably for the next 3 to 4 years as well.
Yeah, good, because I'm on a pension, so I'm
right. And money is tight for so many people out there, Jane. So yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, thank you very much. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. And Richard, it's an interesting point about doing the updates, because my wife who still has an iPhone 6. Hadn't done the update, so I did that for her, and then she couldn't load Twitter. Twitter wouldn't play, so I had to cancel that off the phone and reload it through the App Store, and it came up saying an older version of Twitter's been found. And it was the same with a couple of other apps. Older version can only work on your phone. Do you want to download? And the answer is yes, and it just replaces the app that won't open anymore. So, interesting.
It is, and we'll know more about the end, you know, hopefully it's not the end of the iPhone 6, but I think it is now for the Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, which will be in June when they announce iOS 15, and then they'll say what that runs on then. Mm. So I'm thinking that's going to be from, you know, iPhone 7 up. I think they're going to cut the 6s off now.
Gee, all right.
Which you'll still be able to make phone calls, send text messages and do a lot of things on there, but you're going to start to run into issues.
Yeah, and security will be a problem too, I imagine.
Yes, in the end.
In the end, that's right. All right. Things not to share on social media. Now, we're talking, you know, at the moment, the possibility of a vaccine passport. I guess that sort of thing you'd want to keep to yourself, and maybe a heap of other things to do with your medical situation and more besides.
Yeah, you would. I got a little vaccine card today to celebrate me getting it, but I'm not going to post it on social media. People know I've done it. Because it's got important information on there as well. So, you know, name and date of birth. So, you know, think identity theft on that. Anything that discloses actually where you live. you might be friends with people on social media, but, you know, don't go posting your address on there as well. If someone knows where you want to live, you can tell them privately.
Yes.
But people sometimes give away that information accidentally. I've got to say, it's like when the kids all go back to school, everybody posts the name of the kids and the name of the schools up there. That worries me all the time for things like that.
Yeah, totally.
Selfies and photos that give away too much information. So, yep, you might take that photo in your house or your office. Have a good look about what's in that photo. So sometimes the people will literally zoom right in on the photos. And I've done a couple of tests where I've posted things on my account, and people have messaged me so I can see that person's password hanging on the post-it note.
Oh, wow.
On there, and they've zoomed right into it. So, you know, you think they've got more time on their hands, but, you know, have a really good look at that. And content that could get you fired. Mm. You know, you might have a day off, so you might go and do something on a day off when you should be at work or doing something. You know what? I wouldn't be posting on social media because the boss might read it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're at the pub, don't be. Or at least don't let him know on social media. Hi, Richard. How effective is the app cleaner? Asks Michael. Does it leave anything behind? I also have it on my laptop, Windows 10. Thank you.
Yeah, no, we don't need that.
No?
No, I don't particularly like that app at all.
Really? Get rid of it?
Yeah, you don't need... On Windows, you know, especially, there is... Windows 10 can do it for you by itself. There's a thing called storage settings on there as well, and it goes along and cleans up all the stuff that needs to be cleaned, and you can set it to a weekly or monthly. I don't know why people put the cleaner app on there. I think he's talking about CCleaner on there, which actually brought in malware last year, is very much related to three antiviruses, which I absolutely loathe. So, you know, don't install that sort of thing on your phone or, you know, on your computer at all. I don't think it does a very good job.
Okay. Faye's written back. She says, you mentioned last week Windows 10 was to be replaced. Do we know what will take its place when this happens, however long, short, or in between it might be?
No, we're going to have Windows 10 for a long time. There is talk of a Windows that is going to be based in the cloud.
Mm.
So you won't actually be able to install anything. It'll be like a Google Chromebook, which you can buy at the moment.
Okay.
So which just runs the Google operating system on there as well. So it'll be a very locked down operating system.
All right. So that's where you leave the windows open, I guess.
That's it. Yeah.
Parliament's been asked to trial a mobile phone ban. Well, why not? After all, it's a ban for school kids, isn't there? So they'd be in that category.
I thought it was a great idea. So, you know, they might have to put down their smartphones and listen more attentively in question time.
Yeah.
I can't see why you need the mobile phone in Parliament.
No. Because you're getting tips from your aides, that's why.
Yeah, but they don't have to talk to them. They can just punch it up on their tablet or their laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I really don't understand why. So you don't have to stand there and talk to people at all. So, yeah, they are looking at putting a trial on. You know, I think I'd support that.
What's next? You'd have to wake them up to listen.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously. And just finally, the inventor of the post-it note. That's my Siri. Yeah, my Siri's talking to me. It's doing a Leon. It wasn't talking to you. The inventor of the post-it note and the worst thing to happen to password security has passed away.
He has. So Spencer Silver III has died. He was 80 years old. So post-it notes, if you go basically into any office, you would see them. He first earned a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry from Arizona State University in 1962. He worked on adhesives for the aircraft industry and building planes on there as well. I don't know about glue and building planes. I prefer rivets and things in there myself for it. But he discovered one that had particular low-tech properties but easily removed from surfaces that it adhered to, including paper. And they used it, first of all, in... churches to make sure when the pages came out, they were able to go along and put the glue on and be able to peel them all back and do that.
Wow.
So that's how basically it all started. And then it was originally sold as Post and Peel, but then it became Post-it Notes. And the canary yellow, 3M, who had the
yes.
t-
tons of canary yellow paper. And that's how it all, that's basically how it all started. But yeah, Stephen Silver III has passed away.
There we go. He's peeled off. Yes. Richard, thank you. That's fascinating as always. If people want to find you, how do they get in touch?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au.
Fantastic. Talk to you next, what is it, Tuesday? Yes, Tuesday night.
No, thanks, Matthew.
Good on you. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, and that's where you find him. Just Google that.